handful of events can summarize why the State Board of Education needed a change.
During the first few months of my board service, literally I was sued.
That's board member Gordon Hendry.
The superintendent, who's the chairperson of the State Board of Education, walked out of a meeting, thereby ending a board meeting. Both of which have never happened in Indiana history.
The fighting began when State Superintendent Glenda Ritz joined the board as its chair, around the same time the state was facing huge education reforms. Indiana had recently adopted new academic standards, the charter school landscape was rapidly changing, and the school accountability system was measuring student success differently than before.
So all of that was very unfortunate, and it set a somewhat toxic environment for the board to consider some of the major issues that we have had to deal with.
So this year, lawmakers intervened and drafted Senate Bill 1, allowing the entire board to be replaced if the governor, Senate President Pro Tem David Long, and House Speaker Brian Bosma decided that was the best way to go. Instead, they replaced five members. Brad Oliver, Andrea Neal, Dan Elsner, Troy Albert, and Tony Walker are out. And Leanne Kwiatkowski, Vince Bertram, Eddie Melton, Steve Yeager, and Byron Ernest are the new appointees. Gordon Hendry, by the way, is among the members who was reappointed to the board. The new faces bring more experience from people who worked directly in a K-12 system. There are only three board members who don't currently or haven't at some time worked as an educator. Indiana University education policy researcher Ashla Nelson sees how this could be problematic.
It is, I think, pretty helpful to actually have folks with on-the-ground experience helping to provide the local implementation context. But my fear is that they're not using anything other than ideology and personal experience to inform those decisions.
How the new board approaches education issues will emerge over time, but everyone agrees how they approach their dealings with each other must change. New member Vince Bertram calls this a fresh start.
I tend to look at that and, you know, as a past tense, right? That's something that happened, and we're all aware of it. We read about it. We all lived it. But today's a new opportunity, and you know, my focus is going to be on collaboration.
Many of the new members agree the dysfunction with the previous board centered around procedural issues instead of debate over education policy. Hendry says, as a returning board member who lived through the ups and downs of the previous group, he understands there are more effective ways to interact with each other.
We're going to disagree on things. Those disagreements don't have to be personal, but I think it's actually good when there's disagreements on the board, because that helps us form the best policy possible and helps us improve the things that we're moving forward.
And there's one more twist in this saga. Even though most board members agree they want to focus on education in this new era, politics will certainly come into play. Current state superintendent and state board chair Glenda Ritz is entering the governor's race. Nelson, the IU researcher, says it will be hard for a gubernatorial campaign not to interfere with her current role.
I have no idea how she's going to run a campaign for governor while also serving as state superintendent.
But Nelson says it will definitely heighten the political tensions on the board. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.